my song, lest while I woo thee with soft melody, then will all clouds of sorrow depart. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
Justin and we'll be all ready. Thank you. My folk selection is entitled "O Sinner Man."
Satan said, sinner man, come on in, you know, Satan said.
My last selection is another Foster tune, and it's entitled, If You've Only Got a Mustache. Now all of you poor single men, don't ever give up in despair, for there's always a chance while there's life to capture the hearts of the fair. No matter what may be your age, you always may cut a fine dash. You will suit all the girls to a hair if you've only got a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache. No matter for manners or style, no matter for birth or for fame, all these used to have something to do with young ladies changing their name. There's no reason now to despond or go and do anything rash, for you'll do though you can't raise a cent if you'll only raise a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you'll only raise a mustache.
Newcomers, singing alone, not really newcomers because they've been here with the Alleluia singers from Dade City, are Chris and Margie Hall of St. Leo. Let's welcome them.
Be so in love with you and so long. Follow me where I go, what I do and who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way and all around. Take my hand and say you'll follow. It's long been on my mind, you know, it's been a long, long time. I've tried to find a way that I can make you understand the way I feel about you, just how much I need you to be there where I could talk to you when there's no one else around. Follow me where I go, what I do and who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way and all around. Take my hand and say you'll follow me. See, I'd like to share my life with you, show you things I've seen, places that I'm going to, places where I've been. To have you there beside me, never be alone. And all the time that you're with me, we will be at home. Follow me where I go, what I do and who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way. Take
Thank you.
That's a pretty song. We sang that song at her sister's wedding just last June. Now we'd like to go from the sublime to the ridiculous, if I can remember where the
one
capo goes right there,
one.
Doesn't it?
One. I think it's one.
That was a little low. Tell you a bit about the song. You can tell I'm a little nervous. Being up here all alone without a bunch of kids in back of me making noise. Frankie and Johnny's an old song. Basically, it's very simple. Frankie loved Johnny, and Johnny loved Frankie. Trouble was, Johnny loved somebody else, and there are thousands and thousands of versions. In some of the versions, he loved a girl named Ellie Bly, Nellie Bly, Alice Bly. In our version, he loved a girl named Annabelle Lee. He might have loved them all. That's why Frankie shot him. And somebody added some verses to the song, about 20 verses about how Frankie was brought to trial and how she spent her years in prison weaving baskets, how she got out on probation, 3 years, seeing her probation officer every once a week, and it became a pretty dull song. So we shortened it, speeded it up a little bit, and if we can keep it together, here it goes.
Frankie, she was part of a woman, had a man named Johnny, and she loved him. $800 for a suit of clothes, don't you see them? Walking arm in arm, just kissing and hugging. Well, Frankie loved Johnny, Lord, everybody knows.
Frankie, she got home one evening just a little bit early, and she thought,
gonna stop by the corner for a bottle of beer.
Yeah, stopped in, and she told the troubles to the fat bartender, said,
tell me, fat daddy, has my loving Johnny man been here?
Said Frankie, said I'm awful sorry that you asked me that question. You know, I'm about as honest as a man can be. I saw Johnny, he was walking down Main, a feeling no pain, just slipping and a sliding with a gal named Annabelle Lee. Well, Frankie, she said,
oh no, no, that can't be so.
Said,
I know my loving Johnny man wouldn't treat me that bad.
Sat there, had a few more beers, shed a few more tears. Said,
I'm the best gal that scoundrel's ever had.
Well, Frankie, she got into the taxi and said to the driver, said,
listen, don't stop for nothing on your way downtown. I got a 45 here and I'm making it clear. I'm tired of getting that mean old run around.
Well, Frankie, she got outside Flat Street, looked in the window and she saw Johnny and Annabelle swinging there. So she took deadly aim and a deadly game. She shot a man in the middle of his big affair. Now you heard the story about Frankie and a man named Johnny, and you know that was a game should have never been played. And the moral of this sad tale I'm telling you is, if you're gonna fool around, well, you better pull the shade. Frankie, she was a fine little woman, had a man named Johnny, and she loved him. Paid $100 for a suit of clothes, see them walking arm in arm, just kissing and hugging. Well, Frankie loved Johnny, Lord, everybody knows.
One more time.
Frankie, she was a fine little woman, had a man named Johnny, and she loved him. Paid $100 for a suit of clothes, see them walking arm in arm, just kissing and hugging. Well, Frankie loved Johnny, Lord, everybody knows.
Frankie loved Johnny, and Lord, everybody knows.
Thank you.
Now, let's welcome the Haberly family from Dade City, Dan, Teresa, Kathleen, and Ed. They've performed at many folk festivals around Florida, but this is their first appearance here. This is how folklore is kept alive.
Leave it on that.
My sister Teresa couldn't make it today, so it's just Kathleen, Eddie, and I'm Dan.
Let's welcome a wonderful group that charmed us all day long yesterday, the Abundant Life Singers of Clearwater.
Very bright, isn't it?
If you'll stand aside just a little bit, sister. It's good to be with you this morning. I'm David. This is my sister Wanda, my sister Barbara, my sister-in-law Judy, my sister in the Lord Clara, and my brother Max. And where's the other one? He's standing over there in the dark shirt. That's Nat. He'll be coming on in a minute. We'd like to do a song entitled One a Time. When we get over on the other side of Chile, Jordan, see our precious Lord, we will have a time.
What a time we will have when we cross misty foam. What a time we will have over there. When the saints of all ages are gathered home, what a time we will have over there. What a time we will have when we set for land. What a time we will have over there. When the singers shall join in that heavenly band, what a time we will have over there.
Oh, yeah.
Young and old, creed and color will all be as one, and amazing grace will be heard everywhere. What a time we will have when we see Jesus Christ. What a time, what a time, what a time, what a time, what a time we will have over there. What a time we will have when we see Mom and Dad. What a time we will have over there. When the former things are past, we will be home at last. What a time we will have over there. Young and old, creed and color will all be as one, and amazing grace will be heard everywhere. What a time we will have when we see Jesus Christ. What a time, what a time, what a time, what a time, what a time we will have over there.
My guitar string broke. I like to sing that song I sang yesterday, Blessed Jesus. It has a lot of meaning to me.
Get in here to a
today. It's dark and cold and I'm so all alone. Seems like I'm a million miles from home. No one that I can call on, and I ain't even got one dime. Help me, Jesus, help me one more time.
Put your arms around me, blessed Jesus. Wrap me in the shelter of your love.
And if the wind should blow and toss my soul, step on board.
Step on board. Put your arms around me, blessed Lord.
Lord, I've made the same mistakes again. My luck's run out, I'm down to my last friend. And though I don't deserve it, I know you'll hear me when I plead. Help me, Jesus, help me in my need.
Put your arms around me, blessed Jesus. Wrap me in the shelter of your love.
And if the wind should blow and toss my soul, step on board.
Step on board. Put your arms around me, blessed Lord. Put your arms around me, blessed Jesus. Wrap me in the shelter of your love.
Say if the wind should blow and toss my soul, step on board.
Step on board. Put your arms around me, blessed Lord. Blessed Lord. Blessed Lord.
We'd like to feature Sister Judy there on a song entitled One Day. Oh, it's good to be with you again, because you're beautiful people. We camped over in the Ponderosa campgrounds last night, and we met a lot of good people there, and we praise God for it.
Amen.
Most people think our nation is really down today with what goes on in Washington, but as I meet people every day, I gain new hope, because there is still a lot of good people in this country, and I think it'll remain that so.
I have never of my Savior, but serving Him has been such a thrill. I have never seen the lights of that city, but one day I'm gonna walk on streets of pure gold, and they tell me the half has never yet been told. I'll be united with loved ones on Zion's holy hill. One day my life with His joy He has filled. How I long for that day when my eyes shall behold Him. One day I will. Oh,
one day I'm gonna walk
might guess, their motto is service to others, and it's wonderful for them to come and share their creed and their music with us. Now, let's welcome this pretty little girl who's here for the first time, Martha Clifford from East Point, Georgia.
Came out here thinking if I made a mistake that y'all forgive me because I'm young, and then those little kids came out here and I think they showed me up. I'd like to slow things down a bit and sing a few ballads for you. The first one is Ballanderry. It's an old Scottish ballad, And then I'm going to sing Peggy O, which has a long history. It first came from England and then went over to Africa. Every time it moved, it changed a little bit, so that explains some of the words. From Africa, it came to America and finally ended up as a Civil War ballad. The first ballandary.
Captain.
an unbeatable combination, a fine picker, a fine singer, and she's pretty too. Let's give her another hand. And now let's welcome two old-timers. Zeke has been coming with Rosa, his wife, to the Folk Festival. My goodness alive, I just don't know how many years he's been coming. Well, it says here that he's been taking part since 1955. That's a pretty long time. Anyhow, let's welcome him and his gourd fiddle and the straw beating and the fun.
Well, sometimes I get excited. I have to have the lady's garter around the back of my gourd fiddle to keep from dropping it and getting breaking it, you know. So, well, I'm going to try to take off with turkey and the straw. You know, back in the days when they used to own these turkey farms, there's a lot of straw, you know, and so the gourds would grow in that straw. Well, sometimes you'd have to go out there and scratch the straw away to find you a gourd. Sometimes we made a fiddle out of it, you see. So now we're going to start off with turkey and the straw. Hope you all enjoy it. Fiddle. Many years ago, many moons, it's been made. 1721, what yesterday, you know, a long time ago. Now we're going to play the chicken reel. I think it's pretty good, please. How many of you old folks have ever heard it? But I think it's wonderful. Now, they're going to take off with the old hen cackled. Barefoot. The old rooster says, "Pshaw, who in the world get a shoe to fit your barefoot, 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 barefoot?" Get ready. Red Wing, please. Red Wing.
Come by here, please. Come by. I think you deserve another biscuit with a hole in it filled full of syrup.
Well, thank the Lord. Cousin Selma, I tell you, if I just stay up here, you just stick me right on. She's going to
all right.
Me, I'm going to have to
all right.
Me.
Now, they are four. I hope you don't get the bellyache from me.
I hope
them.
I don't. But do I take some jazz sauce?
All right, you share them, will you?
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
Let's welcome two of our favorite people to the podium, the stage, Michael Moore and Dennis Sharp, Doctors Inlet.
Cousin Thelma, we brought along Lorelei, who is just back from California, to help us sing a couple of numbers. First song we'd like to do is a song which we did at the Heart of Florida Folk Festival, and people seem to enjoy it, and we'd like to do it for you. It's called The Miner's Child. A miner was leaving his home one day when he heard his little girl scream. And going to the side of that little girl's bed, "Daddy, I've had such a dream. Oh, Daddy, don't work in the mine today, for dreams that so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. Dreamed that the mine was all heaving in fire, and brave men begged for their lives. Well, the scene it changed, and the mouth of the mine was covered with sweethearts and wine. Oh, Daddy, don't work in the mine today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. Go down to the valley and tell all your friends, as sure as the stars above shine, that something is going to happen today. Dear Daddy, don't work in the mine. Oh, Daddy, don't work in the mine today, for dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. I never could live without you. I'm going to get this arm loosened up here this morning in a minute. And the next song, that was a traditional song, coal miner song. But we'd like to move and do a song that's more of a contemporary folk song written by a fellow named John Prine. And the name of this song is called Angels from Montgomery. Well, I am an old woman, named after my father. The Lord, he was another child that's grown old. If thoughts were like lightning and thunder were desire,
this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel, let fly from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one damn thing that I can hold on to believe in this living but a hard road to go. When I was a young girl, the Lord had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I try, Lord, the years they'll go by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one damn thing that I can hold on to believe in this living but a hard road to go. There's flies in that kitchen, and I can hear them a buzzing. Well, I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one damn thing that I can hold on to believe in this living but a hard road to go. Hard road to go, a hard road to go.
Thank you. You know, we were trying to figure out the songs that we wanted to do for you, and we thought that this morning we just wanted to kind of relax and get a lot of things going here, and I thought that maybe we would do Will the Circle Be Unbroken one time, that you people might be so kind as to help us sing this song.
Well, I was standing by my window one cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Will I ask the undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, 'cause that body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. followed close behind her. I tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hold my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. All right. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Excited about this next performer. Word got out that he does animal and bird calls, and so we wrote him, and sure enough, here he is. And look at him. Here he comes. Tommy Dobbs of Palatka. Welcome, Tommy.
Good to be here, Cousin Thelma. Good to see all you people. I think we're really doing a good job of wiping out the love bug problem. I saw a whole bunch of windshields full. I'm going to try to do some sounds you'll probably hear around the farm and maybe around your house, maybe your backyard even. Start out and do a few little birds for you. Here's one. Thank you. All of you Florida people ought to recognize this one. Here's a little alarm clock we got running around the place. Of course, his little playmate. Bawk, 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 bawk. Usually there's a few little biddies following her around. Sometimes old mother hen will be in the hen house, and I know she must be proud or most likely relieved to have laid that egg. She comes out of there. We've got a lot of squirrels around our place. Got a lot of dogs. Then they got those little lazy dogs. Oh, oh. This will dry down home. The cows are giving powdered milk. We got an old hog that just lays around and he doesn't do much unless you kick him. We got a little pond, and around the pond we have a lot of ducks and crickets and frogs. I'll do a few of those for you. That was a duck. I'll do a little bitty frog for you. There's a little bigger frog. And And we got the old bullfrog. He just lays around in the shade, and every now and then, when it gets cool enough, you'll hear him work out. Crickets. It gets cool enough, and boy, they'll put you to sleep. A lot of times at night, you hear an old owl off in the distance.
Oh, hoo, hoo, ah, ah, hoo, hoo. Oh, hoo, ah, ah, hoo, hoo.
Now, in the park or zoos, you might see this thing, and they call it a lynx. Now, they're around here, might call them wampus kitties. They're just an old wildcat. Thank y'all.
A discovery like that, hot dog. Now, two newcomers, Laura Bear from Auburndale and David Fisher from way off in Ohio somewhere. Let's see how well they do.
Grandfather's Clock, and I think too often songs like this are maybe taken a little for granted, but we like it. We've done some work on it, and here's how it turned out.
Well, now we're going to do an old tune
about this here preacher and this here bear.
Teacher go to church on Sunday mornings.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, the preacher went out hunting. Well, it was on Sunday morning. Well, it was against his religion. Yeah, but he took a shotgun along. Well, he got him a mighty fine quill and one old scraggly hair. Yeah, but on the way home, he crossed the path with a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear got down, looking ready to charge. Well, the preacher never seen anything quite that large. Well, they looked each other right smack in the eye. Didn't take that preacher long to see by. By the time that bear made a grab for him, the preacher was sitting on top of that limb. Scared to death, he turned about. He looked through the sky and began to shout, "Hey, Lord, you delivered old Nanny from the bottom of the lion's den." Yeah, now, and you delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale. Children from the fire and furnace, so the good books do declare. But hey, Lord, now you can't help me for goodness sake, don't have bad bow. Yeah, now. Well, about that time, the limb broke off and the preacher come a tumbling down. Yeah, now he had a straight razor out of his pocket. By the time he lit on the ground, well, he landed on his feet right in front of that bear. And Lord, what an awful fight. Well, the preacher ran a bear and a razor and a hair, going flying from left to right. Well, the first stays up and then they's down. Well, the preacher and a bear going round and round. Where the bear he groaned and the preacher he moaned, having a tough time of holding his own. Said, "Lord, if I get out of here alive, yeah, then through the good book I'll abide. No more hunting on Saturday. Come Sunday, I'm heading to church to pray." Up to the heavens, the preacher glanced, said, "Lord, won't you give me this one more chance?" The preacher got away, he looked about. Well, he turned to the sky and began to shout, "Hey, Lord, you delivered old Danny from the bottom of the lion's den." Yeah, now, yeah. You delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale. Then, well, the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. But hey, Lord, they can't help me for them to sing on the bad bow. No, Lord, he's a big one, yeah.
Met each other in Switzerland last year when we were studying, and this is a tune that we learned there.
It's a little tune that came popular during the Second World War when all the young gentlemen were leaving their young ladies, and in English it's translated, "Must I go and you stay here."
Musikten, Musikten zum Städtelenhaus, Städtelenhaus, und du mein Schatz bleibst hier. Benny come, Benny, wiederum komm, carry ein mein Schatz bei dir. Kann ich bleiben at all weil bei dir sein, kann ich doch mein Fräulein dir. Benny come, Benny, wiederum komm, carry ein mein Schatz bei dir. Wie du weinst, dass ich wandern muss, wenn der Liebe hat vorbei. Sind da draus der Mädel viel, lieber Schatz, ich bleib hier treu. Übers Jahr, das ist mein Zeit vorbei, kann ich doch mein Freund an dir. Wenn ich wiederum komm, wiederum komm, carry ein mein Schatz bei dir. Muss ich denn zum Städtelenhaus, und du mein Schatz bleibst hier. Wenn ich wiederum komm, wiederum komm, carry ein mein Schatz bei dir. Kann ich bleiben at all bei dir sein, kann ich doch mein Freund an dir. Wenn ich wiederum komm, carry ein mein Schatz bei dir.
Thank you.
I want to point out Anne sitting back there looking pious and pretty, spinning away. She has the big cotton wheel and she has the flax wheel. Those wheels belong to us, those spinning wheels. But we have loaned them to the Lundsteds and the St. Augustine restoration area. Ann lives and works over there, but they lend her and our wheels to us so that she can come and show you. And she just spins all sorts of things, not only cotton, but dog hair and sheep hair, flax, all sorts of things. Take an opportunity, make an opportunity to go back and visit with Ann. And I want you to be sure to visit with all the craftsmen. We have some lovely ones. We have some toy makers. We have carvers. We have weavers. We have glass blowers. And we have some very fine needle women. We have the fry bread boys just working their fingers to the bone, making Indian fry bread over there. And the popcorn man and the snowball man. And let's see, there's one more over there. Who is it? The cotton candy. How could we forget that? And all the money that they make goes, the cotton candy booth goes to the Presbyterian Church. So buy them out of house and home. Somebody has dropped a set of keys on this nice big butterfly. It was found right over here. Somebody will be in distress. So let's find the owner of these keys. Oh, good. And forget the vittles over here. The vittles are over here, too. And you can smell them cooking right now. Oh, I want to mention two more booths that are over there because they are important. An instrument maker and Strictly Folk, who have just all sorts of folk-related music, records, banjo, have strings for all the instruments. Visit with the Kohlers. Visit with all of them during the day. Now let's welcome a perfectly wonderful black choir from Palatka, Mount Carmel Free Will Baptist Church Choir, under the direction of Choice Butler.
Now that most everybody that's here this morning remember Mount Carmel Choir. We have been coming this way ever since 71. And this isn't the whole group, but you know things happen sometimes. Some get sick. But however, we are a church choir. And we do sing. We stay busy singing in different places. And we don't stop when one is out. We'll sing if it isn't but three. So now we're going to ask you all to sit back. If you want to clap with us, okay. We enjoy that. But however, we're going to attempt to sing our first selection, which is led by my vice president, Miss Lila Thomas. Thank you, Jesus. next selection be led by Audrey Butler. If you will notice, a lot of us is mother and daughter up here, mostly family. We all mostly are kin here. Either a daughter or something is in this group. But Audrey Butler will be leading all night and all day.
Don't have one more. You have one more. We have so many blessings, and this choir, like the Abundant Life Singers, are two of our very special blessings. One of my blessings is the fact that today's my birthday. I'll be just a little more than 21 about 6 o'clock this evening. And I want to tell you how nice you look. Thank you, gentlemen, for wearing your shirts. Thank you. Thank you for looking so nice. And thank you for leaving your dogs at home. Yes, that's just really refreshing. I guess you know this is a little inside note I thought you would enjoy knowing. We have patrolmen on the fences, and we're selling fence jumper tickets this year. Yeah, we are. Now, let's welcome two of our favorites. Evelyn Beers said once that Cousin Het is the kind of singer that we learn from. Cousin Tom, too. Let's welcome these beautiful people, Tom and Het Beadnell from Orange Park.
Such a splendid choir as that, but we will do our modest best. Cousin Tom is going to sing a song called The Foggy, Foggy Dew. It's been around ever since the time when they did hand weaving and that sort of thing in America, and it was one of Carl Sandburg's favorites, and it's one of ours.
When I was a bachelor, I lived all alone. I worked at the weaver's trade, and the only thing I did that was wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time, part of a summer too. And the only thing I did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. One night she kneeled beside my bed when I was fast asleep. She put her arms around my neck and then began to weep. She wept, she cried, she pulled her hair. Mommy, what could I do? So all night long I held her in my arms just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. Again I am a bachelor. I live with my son. We work at the weaver's trade, and every single time that I look into his eyes, he reminds me of the fair young maid. He reminds me of the winter time, part of the summer too. And the only thing I did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew.
I'll sing The Lonesome Dove. I was going to sing a real nice courting song, but I forgot the words. Just like a horn in my mind. Cousin Tom and I are going to sing on Springfield Mountain. It's an old song that the incident really happened up in Old Sturbridge, Massachusetts, I'm told. They say it happened in Tennessee, but that's not so. I mean, the Massachusetts people say it. And it has a little refrain, and I think you all have been so quiet. We need you to join, and the refrain is this. Oh, Turi, Lurai, Lirai, Lay. Oh, Turi, Lurai, Lirai, Lay. That's all, but it goes, oh, Turi, Lirai, Lirai, Lay. Oh, Turi, Lurai, Lirai, Lay. Now, help me sing it once for you. Oh, Turi, Lurai, Lirai, Lay. Oh, Turi, Lurai, Lirai, Lay. Well, I know all the boys and girls can sing it louder than that when we get ready, so we'll try it now.
On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell a likely youth. I knew him well. Oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay. Oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay. One day this love light youth did go down to the meadow. Partumo, I oh, oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay, oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay. He scarce had mowed back round the field when a cousin Sampson bit his heel. Oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay. Took him home to his Malai dear, and she did look so very queer. I hear, oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay. Oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay.
I'm not getting very good help on that. I'd like better help. Oh, John, I dear. Oh, John, I dear. Why did you go down to the meadow for to mow? I oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay. Oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay. Thank you, that's better.
Now, Malai dear, I'd have you know, when fields are ripe, they must be mow. I oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay. Oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay.
But then, Malai dear, by his side
did kneel to suck the poison from his heel. Oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay.
Oh, Turi, Lirai, Turi, Lay.
But Malai had a rotting tooth, and so the poison killed them both.